Have you ever shared the gospel with somebody only to be received by blank stares and empty eyes? They walk away not really understanding what you just said. Meanwhile, in your mind, you're thinking, boy, I really gave them the gospel. Well, this isn't something that is new. Jesus even spoke of it in a parable. And that's what we're focused on today. Hi, welcome to Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. We're in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20 today. People hearing without listening. Now that is how Pastor Chris has described this message today as we explore the parable of the sower. Now these are the various soils that Jesus is dealing with, and he gives us the answer to this parable as well. For the details, here's Pastor Chris Gordon and today's Abounding Grace.
Do you not understand this parable? He says. Do you not? To which we all should say no one could unless it were explained. How then will you understand all parables? I'm speaking in mysteries here. Let me explain to you what's happening in the kingdom. I need you to understand this, dear disciples, as you go out and you take the gospel to the ends of the earth. You need to understand this. You need to understand this very well. What we find is that this parable is an earthly picture of the preaching of the gospel. Christ himself is the preacher par excellence. Christ himself is the sower. And he is out preaching the gospel of the kingdom as he has come to do the will of his Father. He wanted to preach. Mark has told us that from day one. He was out preaching. For this reason, I came forth to preach. And as he's casting that seed everywhere, he was speaking the very word of God to them. But why were people rejecting? Why were people saying these terrible things about him? Jesus says, you need to understand what we're running up against because you're soon going to face this. There are all sorts of responses in the kingdom to my word as it goes out. My word is sharper than any two-edged sword. My word cuts deep. My word enters in. It never returns void. You don't need to think that as we are scattering the seed, this seems like an incredible waste to you. It cuts. Isaiah 55, and you know, it will accomplish what God wants for it. But the soils, you see, represent the human heart. So he begins with the first soil. The first soil and the first heart, he says, when I sow the word and it lands along the path where the word is sown, when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in them. Here I think you can see right in this response of the multitudes right in front of them what he had just said. Jesus told a great story saying, listen, when someone begins with that, listen, and this is the Son of God, he's saying, I've got something really important to say. If you hear something and you don't understand something, that speaker says, this is a matter of life and death that I'm speaking to you. What do you do? Well, you're going to be very persistent to go understand it. They all just walked off. Now, people came back to him. Would you explain this? Would you explain this? Jesus says, there is a kind of hearer in the kingdom whose heart is like a hard surface. That heart is like a hard surface. It's a really calloused heart. And keep in mind, we're talking about people who listen to the word of God. And Jesus is illustrating something the disciples need to understand. The crowds loved Jesus' stories. They probably said, man, he is the best. He is so interesting. He's good with the kids. He invites them forward. Welcomes the children, talks to the children. Great storyteller. We can almost imagine what people were saying about him. You know, we really like these amazing stories. He is a gripping story. Boy, he's got a great sounding voice. Holds our attention. Look at these powerful things he can do. Sermons packed out. You're going to judge by number. He's one. We like the drama of all this. He's healing. It's a lot of attention here. It's one pastor said. I think he's right. We really don't like his application. He's telling us to repent. He's really combative in confronting our lives. It's a little too personal at that point. He's told us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. Are you kidding me? And now he's thrown the law at us. He's thrown the law and the books at Israel. How dare him make the covenant people condemned? All over the Old Testament, this was described. In fact, I believe this is a direct fulfillment of Ezekiel 33. As for you, son of man, your people who talk together about you by the walls and at the doors of the houses, say to one another and to his brother, let's go get brother. Come, hear the word that comes from the Lord. And they come to you as a people come. They sit before you as my people. They hear what you say, but they will not do it. Behold, you are like to them, one who sings songs with a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. For they hear what you say, but they don't do what you say. Everyone loves to hear an instrument play. I'm sure some would have loved to have had a great instrument play today. What did that profit you if you don't understand? We can imagine the sermon critiques going on in the kingdom. They would come up. They would listen. They could say good sermon. They could say bad sermon. It really didn't matter because they never really listened to it. Isn't that something? They never took it home to the heart. Maybe some of us have become such masters of sermon critique and such masters of dissecting and exposing all the problems in ministry today, we've forgotten how to critique our own hearts. Sitting under the word. Remember, R.C. Sproul talked about this. The scribes. These were the theologians. These were the ones that had all the degrees. If he didn't fit their paradigm, if he didn't fit their model, if he was too unorthodox, if he was too outside the box, in many cases, this kind of hearer, they were so full of anger when they heard it, and bitterness, they walked away utterly criticizing the message. And Jesus says, behind that, you'll notice here, is the work of Satan. Working to take away any inquisitive questioning of the sermon so that you might want to come back and say, I want to understand this. I want to know this. Working hard to put that fire out. That's the first kind of hearer that he talks about in the kingdom. And he goes on and he talks about the enthusiasts in the kingdom. He says, these are the ones that are sown on rocky ground, the ones who when they hear the word, immediately they receive it with joy and they have no root in themselves but endure for a while. And then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of word, immediately they're gone. They are gone. They're out of here. There's some topsoil there. The seed grows up quickly. Had a place to go for a bit. And then the sun comes up and it scorches it and it just withers away because it didn't have root. It wasn't firmly rooted. And he explains this by saying, you're going to see, dear disciples, in the kingdom. Here's what you're going to see in the kingdom. There's a type of heart that immediately is excited about the word of God. They are excited about the word. Wow, that was great, Jesus. Great sermon. Boy, they are really on fire. Jesus had all sorts of enthusiasts around him, praising him, telling him probably how great the sermons were. But he knew, just give it a little bit of time. Enthusiasm wears out. We've heard this. You know, I've heard it a lot in my life as a pastor. Somebody comes in from the outside, they hear the message, whoa, this is my church. Where do I sign up? Sign me up for all the ministries I'm in. I used to get so excited about that. I did. And I still am. But I know to give it a year. And let's see if that excitement and that fire is still there. Jesus says certain things are going on in the heart of a hearer like that. Their Christianity was only as deep as the emotion that happened at the moment it was new. And they're not there very long. And Jesus says, soon, because of that word, tribulation or persecution comes. He mentions a couple different things here. Tribulation and persecution, and they're gone. As quickly as they were in, as quickly as they are out. For a whole bunch of different possibilities. He says, tribulation because of the word. There's a whole bunch of things that may go on in the course of one's life. Maybe the marriage starts to fall apart. Maybe the stress of life begins to overtake. Maybe there's tribulation in their lives, and now sitting under the Word, all of a sudden, there's a recognition that this isn't so glorious, this isn't so easy, this isn't so, it's just not what I thought it really was. The fabulous news that I heard that Jesus died for me and loves me, and now I'm starting to feel really convicted because of this thing going on over here, and I don't quite know how to process all of this, and I can no longer, and we could go right down the line, I've got to stop dating the unbeliever. I've got to stop getting drunk. I can no longer hide my life. The Word has brought a certain amount of tribulation to this person's life as now they've sat there and they've heard it for a while. I mean, this was the rich young ruler who immediately came, right? Immediately came. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Where do I sign up? And Jesus says, really? Have you kept the law? You want eternal life? Keep the law. And he says, I've done it. And Jesus says, well, then go sell all your possessions. That's a major tribulation of the Word for somebody who has the idol of covetousness and loving his possessions. And what happened? As fast as he ran, immediately he walked away sad. Jesus dealt with this. That's the kind that lands, he says, the hearer that lands in the rocky soil. And he gives a third kind of hearer. These are the ones sown among the thorns. There are those who hear the Word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the Word, and it proves unfruitful. You'll notice here the emphasis that thorns choked that Word. There at time, there seemed to be a real interest in the church and the Word. Something's happened. Something's changed. A sort of bitter spirit has overcome the person. Why? Why does that kind of spirit happen in a person? It's confusing because at one time they would have come joyfully up to the house of the Lord. They maybe even carried their Bibles. There was a hunger. But now the church is just a duty we've got to endure. A duty we got to get through. It's become really hard to manage. Really, the person wouldn't be here if other certain external factors were not in the mix. Maybe your spouse is pushing you. Maybe your family is seeing you. And Jesus says, a hearer like this, where there's just no interest, it's just no interest. The Word has touched maybe some area of life, and Jesus has cautioned here. You know, we live in such a offensive culture, and a pastor has to say and speak to 500 different people who all have different things going on. It could be one word that they view as insensitive, and they have utterly shut down the message. Utterly shut it down. Worries about children. Distracted by the worries of life or the pursuit of riches. And he says these are like thorns in people's lives that choke out the life of the Word. You know Jesus told us not to worry. Jesus is explaining that. It's because worry and these thorns, they attack your ability to listen to the Word of God, that it's choking life out of you. How much worry is going on right now? Now, by this point, a little scary, isn't it? It's a little scary. This is the kind of responses Jesus was receiving. And if I said, put up your hand and tell me if you've ever shown these responses to Jesus, every single hand in this room, if you're honest, would go up. It challenges Chris Gordon as a pastor as to what kind of hearer he is as a preacher. Think about that. And at this point, we ask, do we have a desire to understand the Word and to come back? Would you rather hear His Word or watch the Super Bowl, to be practical? And you immediately see how superficial we all are. In a sense, the parable of the sower has left us all undone. The parable of the sower has left us all undone. We now come to the foot of the cross. If I had stopped here and Jesus had stopped here, and I believe that's the weight He wants people to come with right now, what a tragedy in the kingdom. That's how big the problem of the human heart is. And then I say the ability to hear is a gift of grace. The desire of grace is, we've always said, evidence of grace. What did they come back and say? Explain it. Would you do that for us? Jesus then encourages them, I think with a beautiful encouragement. He says, there are those who hear. There is a good soil, a heart prepared by the Lord. Those that were sown on good soil are the ones who, notice what he says, hear the word, ready, and accept the word. Mark chose that particular nuance of accept. Whereas Matthew said, understand the word. Mark wanted us to grasp, accept the word. I think of Eli. Eli, when his sons had done that and the Lord was coming down on Israel and someone came to report it to him, and Eli said, if it is the word of the Lord, then it's the Lord's word. I accept it. And that's why I believe that man was one of the Lord's, even though he was a failure in the family. It's the Lord's word. I accept it. Jesus says, when they hear it and listen, it goes beyond the eardrum. It goes right into the heart, promoting response, right kind of response. The effect is, of course, not so hard. It does challenge us to ask what kind of hearer we are. And at this point, I want to tell you briefly of something that I did experience in the ministry that I hope encourages you. Because we're all about immediate fruits and immediate results today, and that's the wrong way to look at this. When I heard about a family that I served for years, I can't get out of my head a certain family. It was a family, sports family. The oldest son was an excellent ball player. They were your typical Christian family today, being pulled every which way with sports, and they really struggled. They really struggled with all of this. And you know what I watched for 8 years as a pastor? I watched that father bring his family, three kids, sit, and this is not a pitch for the front row, there's only two of them, but they sat in the front row every Sunday. It was always a surprise to me, morning and evening, 8 years. I recently heard about that family. The oldest son, the pastor told me, has had amazing response to the gospel. He said, you wouldn't believe this. He rushes from basketball practice to our Wednesday night catechism. He won't miss the class. I said, you've got to be kidding. He can't wait for catechism. He's now thinking of ministry. Remember when Paul was preaching in Acts and he looked down and he perceived as he was preaching that somebody had the faith to be healed? How did he know? Because he could see the countenance of that man listening to the word of God. This father led his family in those 8 years that I was there, morning and evening, front row. His dad reverently listened to that word, wouldn't miss it. Boy, that's paying dividends now. I can't help but to say this is what Jesus is saying to us. It's that kind of receptive heart to his word that is eager to receive it, that is eager to understand it, that comes with joy, that comes eagerly with humility. You may not always feel that. I'm not saying that. But he says when it's received that way in the course of your lives, that has a lasting effect. It's respectful hearing. It's bowing reverently to his word. And you'll see great dividends. I know it's not an automatic, train up your children in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. That's not an automatic, but it is a general truth, isn't it? It's a wisdom truth. In John 6, when Jesus had preached and so offended the multitude that 5,000 walked away, we read of him turning around to his own disciples, and he looks at them, and he says, remember what he said? Do you also want to leave me too? Remember what Peter said? Lord, where do we go? You have the words of life. That's grace. You understand what a blessed person if you can say that. I'm not saying you'll be blessed if you hear. I'm saying you are blessed by God himself if you have a hunger for his word. It was in the midst of that parable that he told in Luke and Matthew. He said to them, You know, in the midst of all of this bad kingdom response to my word, and we see it all over the world today, he said, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. And that should encourage you today. The real effect of the parable maybe is not just to answer why there are so many pathetic responses to Jesus, as if that caught him by surprise. That would all be very discouraging. In fact, as one pastor said, anyone who reads this parable should be surprised by how much waste of seeds are going out. How discouraging, right? Well, Jesus wanted us to understand what's going on. There will be these responses in the kingdom. If it happened to him, it's going to happen today. And the real effect is to say and marvel that Jesus in love and grace spent a lot of time opening and teaching and explaining these things to his people. What do you think he just did right now? He just illustrated it and did it. And so I ask the question to you this morning. Do you love the word? I know all these same responses are in you. That's what repentance is for. Turning to the Lord, asking for forgiveness. But we should recognize that he took a lot of effort today to teach you. He took a lot of effort and has been doing it for thousands of years now to open up understandings. You're getting way more than the multitudes of Jesus' day. He sent you his Spirit to guide you in all truth. And is committed to take away your dullness and to give you ears to hear. Because it is the will of God that whoever hears his word and believes, it is the will of God whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. And the Lord said, I'll raise him up on the last day. Have you heard his word? Maybe you're being tested with that in a very personal way because of all the things going on in your life right now. Are you hearing his word? Are you listening to the word? Are you understanding the word and taking profit from the word? If so, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Lord, we're convicted, and rightly so. From the pastor on down, we have been highly critical at times of your ministry when your intention has been to teach us and train us. The soil of our hearts has often been very hard. And we ask that you would give them hearts of flesh, soft hearts. And give us, again, a hunger for your word, a delight in your word, willing to speak well when we hear it, and to first look at what's going on and asking, how have we even prepared ourselves to listen to the very implanted word which is able to save us? We've been dull. Forgive us and help us, and by grace, would you bless us, Lord, to give us the same kind of hunger and thirsting for righteousness? And if we're fathers and mothers, would you bless us to think a lot about what our attitude is like before our children? What we're really displaying, for the patterns that we set down now will be their patterns in the future unless you intervene. And so may our patterns be patterns that please you. And may our children in faith and hope and love respond. Bless this church in the hearing of the word, and bless its proclamation. May they know that you are indeed preaching the gospel to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we are out of time today, and we'll close today's program out. But look forward to seeing you next time we get together as we continue our studies here in God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon here on Abounding Grace. Questions, comments about the program, we always are delighted when you take a moment and reach out to us. You can do so by email, questions@agradio.org. Again, questions@agradio.org. Now, that may be the address, but you are more than welcome to send along suggestions, comments, praise reports, prayer requests, not just questions alone. Again, you can reach us at questions@agradio.org. You can learn more about us at agradio.org. Also, listen to past radio programs. Again, that's agradio.org. Or call us, 888-504-8805. Again, that's 888 504-8805. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Visit our website for those links to the platforms that you like to follow. Again, agradio.org. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Until next time, God bless. Abounding Grace is brought to you on this radio station by Abounding Grace Radio Ministries.
Hi, this is Chris Gordon, pastor of the Escondido United Reformed Church. I'd like to invite you to our Sunday worship services at 9:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. We have two worship services, 9:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. We preach Christ and Him crucified with the goal that you would live in the joy of this comfort in the knowledge of the forgiveness of all of your sins. 1864 North Broadway is the address here in Escondido. We'd love to see you this Sunday.